COVID-19 pandemic has really, really been devastating to the economy, with many people losing their income. And the economy, of course, tanking in many ways. Some people lost their jobs, which means that they have not been able to contribute towards their retirement. Others, in a, I suppose, moment of desperation, dipped into those retirement savings. The question we'll be exploring this morning is, how do you restart the building process of your retirement? Steve Hughes is the founder of Platinum Edge Wealth Model. Steve, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Are you well today?
I'm very well, thank you very much. How are you this Wednesday morning?
Fantastic.
He says. Some people would have had no choice but to dip into their retirement savings because, bonds had to be paid, school fees had to be paid, children had to be taken to hospital, food had to be placed on the table. It is not ideal. In fact, it's far from ideal because they're losing out on the compound interest element that is the benefit of long-term retirement savings. But it's never too late to restart, is it, Steve?
Absolutely not. In fact, now is the time to restart. You know, you mentioned that people dip into retirement savings. That's one of the things that very, very rarely are you ever able to do. Retirement savings are very much a locked drum when it comes down to what is allowed of access to. But getting back to when should we start saving for retirement, because of the time value of money, you cannot start early enough. In fact, if you want to start a retirement savings for your kids now, if they're 5 or 6, why not? You know, there's some great ways to start saving for retirement, and that's whenever you have a little bit of extra money, put it away. But if you wait a little bit to start your retirement savings, just remember one thing. Every 5 years you wait to start saving for your retirement, you have to double what you're investing every month in order for you to be able to retire at the end of your working career. And that very reason is why only 6% of South Africans are actually able to retire at 65 and live a decent income.
What would be some of the reasons why 94% of South Africans cannot afford to retire? Would it be, I don't know, I know this is what I do every year, for example, where I sit with my financial advisor, we look at my life and what I would like to, you know, the kind of lifestyle I'd like to enjoy once I retire, and then make adjustments when necessary. And it often involves having to put more money away than I did the year before. Is it the absence of that exercise? I know for the longest time, for example, the expectation was that you save 15% of your salary or wages. And we know that that is not nearly enough to obviously meet your lifestyle requirements once you retire.
There's three answers to that. So number one, incorrect guidance. So people are given the wrong information they work on. And that is often the case that people are given false expectations. So they're told by some financial advisors to expect double figure returns. And that just isn't the case. So they're lulled into a false sense of security that what they're saving for retirement is enough. Secondly, we've got a problem where inflation is increasing, but the returns aren't keeping up sufficient to sustain us. And that's a very, very big problem. And thirdly, one of the reasons people don't have enough at retirement age is because one of the beauties of a retirement annuity is your premium is a tax deduction. So you can actually, by contributing to a retirement annuity, once a year when you do your tax returns, you'll get some money back from SARS because of tax deductions. But one of the biggest mistakes people make is instead of utilizing that tax return and putting it back into the retirement annuity, they spend it on whatever they need to spend it on in the immediate time. And that's a big problem, because if you take your tax return and plow it back into your RA, you're giving your retirement annuity a massive, much-needed boost, and that is the power in an RA. That tax deductibility of a retirement annuity is its gold. And that's really what a lot of people aren't told. But also one of the reasons why people don't, and in fact, probably the most important reason people don't have enough to retire, is because they only rely on a retirement annuity or a retirement product like a pension or provident fund. They have no alternative income source. And that is sad, because we have so much available to have some extra income that's going to carry us past retirement, whether it be investment property or a small side hustle. that is also something which should be factored in our retirement planning.
Something like what? A consulting service, for example, if you have been a specialist in a particular area for, I don't know, 35 years of your life, you don't lose all that knowledge and intelligence, but you can use it in some way to generate a little bit of income without having to hold down a sort of 8 to 5 kind of daily pressure of a job, right?
That's exactly it. You know, it could be everything from upskilling, which, weirdly enough, every day from 5 to 6 in the morning, I spend an hour studying, upskilling. And since I was last on Cape Talk, I've completed a life coaching, a money coaching, a stress management coaching certification that will allow me to either utilize that on one-on-one coaching to help people or allow me to create courses that can be sold on as a passive income stream. It could be doing web development for small businesses. It could be writing books or doing virtual assistant services. But things that people could do when it comes down to building up their retirement savings, so needing a little bit of extra money to invest, and to carry on post-retirement, that's something they can do for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 hours a week, will bring them extra income. But you know what? When it comes down to harvesting crops, how you sow your seeds and what you sow gives you the best crop. And how you live in your retirement age depends on what you do today. And people have got a very short-sighted view of life. We're so busy fighting the fight of today that we forget there's going to be a tomorrow. And when it comes to retirement savings, the strategies we put in place today are very, very important.
No, indeed. Steve, quite rightly, you indicated that the amount of money you put away for retirement is often very ring-fenced and it's very difficult for you to have access to it. What I have seen, and I'm hoping it's no longer the case, that when I either resign or for whatever reason get retrenched or get fired, when I leave Primedia Broadcasting, I'm given access, I suppose, not the word, but I can take out my pension, which is what some people have done. And what they don't realize is that you are penalized heavily for that, right? By having earlier than normal access to your pension savings.
It's weird. A lot of people, I don't know why this is. I think there's a stigma in society that financial advisors are lepers or people you should be avoiding. And yet, more often than not, financial advice is the thing you need the most. And people are not respecting or appreciating the value of what someone who's a specialist can give when it comes down to this sort of thing. So, yes, people are dipping into pensions or provident funds when there's retrenchments or they leave one company. And everything you take out of that, you're setting yourself back years. And if people have, during this COVID period, had to cancel retirement annuities, there's two options. One, you could either make it paid up, which is essentially leaving it dormant. It'll carry on growing by the funds it's allocated to, but you can't put more money into. And the other thing is you can have in some retirement annuities a payment holiday where you can take up to 6 months away from your RA, and to restart it, you don't have to back pay. But right now where people might be getting money in and they want to restart a retirement annuity, what they should do is if they have that sufficient amount, they can pay the back premiums, but there's nothing wrong with starting a new retirement annuity that saves them having to pay back their missed premiums. It's not wrong to have 1, 2, or 3 retirement annuities as long as where you are allocating your investments, which funds you've selected, that's more important than how many retirement annuities you have.
Steve, sage advice as always. Steve Hughes is the founder of Platinum Edge Wealth Model, talking to us about rebuilding your retirement. It's 4:50.